Shell is shelling out about $70 billion on fossils. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. Shell, you know that brand from the gas station, is buying a company once called British Gas for just under $70 billion. BG Group is a major supplier of liquefied gas to North America, but it also increases Royal Dutch Shell's crude oil portfolio by nearly 20%. Driving this is volatile fossil fuel prices. Trevor Sikorsky is head of natural gas, coal, and carbon at Energy Aspects in London.
A lot of gas sales contracts that are tied back into crude prices. So as crude falls, that drags those contract prices down. The other driver that's been driving prices down in the gas market has been an increase in global supply. And it's done that in a very weak demand environment, and that's pushed prices down.
And analysts tell us we may see more of this oil sector game of Pac-Man. Shell is offering well above BG's stock price from yesterday, and you can see that in BG's price in London right now, up 32%. Shell stock is down 2.6% in Amsterdam with all that money going out the door. To check some dominant themes in the markets today and the economy, let's turn to Chicago, where we find Lindsay Piegza, Chief Economist Managing Director at Stern AG. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I don't know how our lives have come to this, but the big deal of the day for us could be minutes, the details of the Federal Reserve's last interest rate meeting, that meeting from 3 weeks ago. What will you be looking for?
We'll be watching the meeting minutes to see if there's any further insight into the Fed's motivation to downgrade growth, inflation, and their expectation of rates. Of course, with most minute releases, we're not overly optimistic to learn anything new beyond what the chairman has told us in every question and answer session, and that is that the Fed remains data dependent.
It'll be interesting because people can't help but superimpose what we now know over these minutes from a meeting from 3 weeks ago. What we now know is unemployment last month was weaker than expected.
So we're going to delve into the details of the minutes to see how the conversation evolved. Was the Fed beginning to see a bit more optimism in the labor market, but inflation really forced their hand? Or was there a growing concern in the labor market before we saw that very disappointing report in March? Remember, the March non-farm payrolls rose just 126,000 in March, so a very significantly disappointing report.
All right, so get out your party hats. About 4 hours from now, the Fed Minutes. Lindsay Piegza at Stern AG, thank you so much.
Thank you.
I have this rule here. Neither I nor any of my reporters is supposed to use that terribly shop-worn cliché about death and taxes. Today, this presents a conundrum because our regular contributor, Alan Sloan, noticed the latest edition of a little book called As Certain as Death, Quotations About Taxes, which Alan thinks is quite the hoot. Alan, why does this amuse you so?
Because it's got all of these nasty quotes in it, and I love nasty quotes.
So hit me with one of these quotations just to get started.
This is one from Jay Leno, or I guess from one of Jay Leno's writers. The U.S. tax code is now four times longer than the combined works of William Shakespeare, 3.8 million words long. In fact, if Romeo and Juliet were alive today and tried to do a joint return, they'd probably kill themselves again.
All right, yeah, so the tax code is long. What else is in this latest edition of quotes?
Well, there's one from a gentleman, the guy in charge of the whole operation that publishes tax notes, Chris Bergen. As a society, we will never be free of taxes. That is, unless we all want to be bathing down by the river, catching our own dinner and freezing to death in the dark.
Taxes go to the cost of infrastructure and services that all of us enjoy. I get the point. But you need these quotes, right, Alan? Because just wading through as an individual or with your tax professional this time of year is, by design, a miserable experience.
Well, it is. And I, who live on fine print, live with numbers, have done this for a living, I have pretty much completely given up understanding anything. Especially the year I found out I was not only in the AMT, but in the phase-out bracket of the AMT.
This is the alternative minimum tax that you complete your whole tax return, think you're getting all these deductions, and then the AMT comes in and takes it away.
Right, but within the AMT, there's a thing called the phase-out bracket where they not only take away your deductions, they take away something else I can't even explain, so that for years and years and years, my – what they call my marginal tax break was higher for me than for billionaires.
A perfect place to end. Now, what is this, your favorite tax quotation?
It's from a gentleman, and he is a gentleman. He's a very good guy named Mark Ivry, that says, "No one who has witnessed a lobbyist's perennial infestation of Capitol Hill can ever again confuse the making of tax laws with the making of sausages. At least when you make sausages, you know the pigs won't be coming back."
Alan Sloan, Washington Post columnist. I think a lot of people just don't think this stuff is as funny as you do.
Well, when you're in pain, the only solution is to cry or to laugh, and I'd rather laugh.
All right. Full disclosure, that was a laugh track. Somehow no one was laughing in the studio when I recorded that with Alan. As for the tax deadline, 8 days left, including today. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.